this time of year. Temperature is about 62, 65, 67, something like that. Sunshine, that's very, very nice. Right now, we do have 62, and we have sunshine-filled skies. It's absolutely perfect out right now. What a nice Columbia, South Carolina morning for you. And I said, going to be a great day. Really, the only thing we have to look forward to weather-wise in terms of not so much enjoyable is a big rain day on Friday. But being the eternal optimist I am, the rain shall wash away the pollen.
The pollen will go away again.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
And
so,
we need it.
Yes, so this is one of those times where if you're like, oh, I don't want it to rain all day. Well, this is a good way for all that pollen to get washed away, and we can enjoy a nice clear.
Yeah.
See what our, because I think many of us have forgotten what color our vehicles are.
I washed mine like 3 times in the last 2 days,
well,
it seems like.
Lainey, and I said this yesterday in the air, Lainey said to me, what is the protocol right now for washing the car? She's like, how long should I expect it to stay clean?
15
and I said,
minutes.
15 minutes. That's exactly what I said, Karen.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, welcome back into the point and welcome back into the Tuesday morning edition. And, of course, if it's 8:35, that means it's the positive points on aging. And today, we welcome back to our studio from our friends over at Oakleaf Village, Miss Karen and Miss Katie, who are here with us from now until 9 o'clock. How are you, ladies?
Doing great. Yeah. Thank you.
It's a great morning.
Yeah. Very happy to have you both here.
Thank you
both for trekking on in here and spending some time with us. So today we talk about a challenging topic, but a necessary topic, and one that, statistically speaking, is far more prevalent.
Yes.
And getting more and more prevalent because of the aging country.
Yes.
You know, when you've got a country that is a bunch of baby boomers hitting certain age, we're seeing skyrocketing numbers when it comes to dementia. And when it comes to, obviously, Alzheimer's and things like that. But dementia is a serious problem, and we're going to talk about some of the do's and don'ts that go along with it.
And I know people feel like we repeat ourselves quite often on this show, but sometimes I don't think people are listening when I have people come to Oakleaf and sit in my chair and talk to me and come to our support group. And I kind of just go, okay, this is not good. You need to be paying attention. And the other thing is, as you've heard me say, I don't like Dr. Google. But on the interweb the other week, there was a thing about if I get dementia, what I would like my friends and family to do.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk about that a little bit because it's still really important to understand. And I want, if you know somebody who has dementia or if you've got a family member who has it, please think about these things seriously. You may not think it's important, and it's so hard to do. I mean, I think you'll agree
Absolutely.
With me, Katie, how
Absolutely.
Difficult it is to redirect and all that sort of thing. But I think it's important for us to stay focused. And you've heard me say this 1,000 times before, but I'm going to say it again. Go where they are on the journey. If I have dementia, don't try to argue with me that my husband's not dead or that my mother's not around or whatever it is I'm worrying about. Don't argue with me. We see that a lot. You know, people come in and they just say, well, she keeps telling me that she wants to go see her mother, so I keep telling her mother's dead. Mm-hmm. And what happens with that, Katie?
Oh, it just confuses them. It starts arguments. It gets tearful. They usually just relive that moment over and over, and it just drives them crazy. I know one thing I always hear them say, well, remember, Mom? Remember, Mom?
Yeah.
They don't
remember. If they remembered, they wouldn't be saying exactly. these things. So we need to think about that. And if I don't know who you are, mm-hmm. please don't take that personally. I try to remember your name. Your face may look familiar, but I probably can't come up with your name. So if the fact is that most of us struggle with people's names on a good day. But if I get dementia, I can't remember much right. of anything. And so don't yell at me because I can't remember somebody's name.
Right. So if you get, hey, sweetie, often, then that's because they don't remember your name.
So what?
Right. Exactly.
So what? I mean, okay, they don't remember your name. It doesn't mean that they're a bad person. Doesn't mean that they're trying to hurt your feelings. I mean, right. Why do you want to make them feel more insecure and make them feel worse? I mean, no one's doing anything to try to hurt you when they don't remember your name. Now, again, I'm not talking about when you're sitting in a business meeting with somebody and, you know, each person handed each other their business cards and things like that. You know, there's a level of professionalism expected there.
Right.
When you're talking about family or friends and you know there's dementia involved, you are the one that has to adjust. Karen,
Correct.
You talked to me about this a while back, and if this is repetitive to some good,
yeah.
because this was a great lesson that you taught me. And that was go into their world. Don't mm-hmm. take them out of their world.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and don't take them into your world because your world is not where they're most comfortable.
Right.
And one of the things with folks dealing with dementia is there's a very small comfort zone as it is. So don't remove them from their comfort zone.
I like to equate it to if you've ever traveled to a country where you don't speak the language and they don't really know English and you're trying to communicate with them. How frustrated did you get? It is horribly frightening. And if you're in an emergency situation, and sometimes if you have dementia, everything's an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
You get to where you you don't know what that thing is in front of you that you're trying to come up with, and it may just be a pizza, but you can't come up with the word pizza. Don't get upset with that person. Try to calm them down. We try to redirect all mm-hmm. the time. And you know, it's okay. You hold their hands. You make them feel warm and fuzzy. And this one, the next one I'm going to mention, and I would really like Katie to talk about this, is stop treating me like a child.
Oh, yeah. People will come in and talking to their loved ones like they are the baby. Oh, well, come over here, honey. I want to love on you. But they're talking to them, and it's like a downward voice.
Mm. Yeah.
Instead of talking to them like a normal person. And I think that if you're around them long enough and you get to see their face, you'll understand that it bothers them. And they're looking at you like with the little head turned sideways and the nose turned up, like, why are you talking to me like sure. that?
They're 80, 90 years old. Right. They don't deserve that.
Yeah.
No.
It's not right.
It's a respect level for them.
It is. And to that also, this one drives me crazy, and you're kind of new with this, mm-hmm. Katie, so mm-hmm. you haven't seen it, but when people bring their loved one in for a tour and they start talking about them like they're not in the room. Well, you know, my mother.
Why would you do that?
They don't think they have any comprehension, mm-hmm. and they think that they have dementia and that they don't understand. You know, my mother, she just gets up and wanders around the house all night long, and I don't know what to do with her. And then she won't eat. She, you know, yesterday she picked up her mashed potatoes with her fingers. Now, who does that? Yeah, that's just rude, folks. Mm-hmm. Your mama is still there, and she may not really know what you're saying, but please try to have a level of respect when it comes to an older person.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Hard you don't know what to say, do you?
No, I mean,
Kevin is speechless.
Well, and again, I'm not saying that you're obviously there with your mother because mm-hmm. you care about her in the first place. So it's not
correct.
Like you're a bad person.
Right.
And that's why we're doing this program this morning, is to educate you a little bit about the do's and the don'ts. But I mean, when you take away someone's dignity and you take away their humanity and you take away whatever's left, that's not helping. That's making it worse.
Right.
So these are tools to try to help you maintain that dignity for this person. Because they're already, you know, in a difficult world as it is.
Yeah.
So do everything in your power to give them dignity, not to help remove what's. And I mean, to talk about them like they're not in the room, or to talk about them and to take away. And look, I do realize that the children become the parents.
Sure.
I realize that.
Oh,
that's just the way it is. I mean, I've experienced it, and it is what it is. But that doesn't mean you ever want not. And again, I think the important thing here is to remember intent. Intent is not bad. They wouldn't be sitting in your office in the first place mm-hmm. if they didn't care
yeah.
about their loved one.
That's true.
So I mean, and don't get me wrong. I know that there are some kids who are just pawning off their kids, pawning off their parents because they don't want to deal with it anymore. I'm not saying there's not some stinkers out there. But for the most part, nobody that's sitting in your office. And we also have to take into account that the reason they're in your office is probably because they're at their own wit's end.
Mm-hmm. And let's be honest. Assisted living is not inexpensive, so nobody's going out there to spend that money if they don't have to. So
right.
they do care. They want to, and they want help. They've just not been educated
right
along the way. So that's the goal with the show and with the people coming and sitting around our table and talking for a while.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But you don't want to be treated that way. And, it, you know, the good old golden rule comes back to mind. You treat people the way you want to be treated, and mm-hmm. just because you have dementia doesn't mean that you can be talked down to, or you should be ignored like you're not in the room. You might have an opinion. I mean, occasionally people with dementia do chirp up and say, you know what, I don't like that, or
right.
I do like this.
Right. Well, hold tight, team. We'll do a quick break. We'll get the Fox Biz report, and then we'll come on back. We've got lots to still talk about, the do's and don'ts when dealing with dementia. On the Point.
Mornings with Kev.
The Fox Business Report is brought to you by the HGO Group.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stock futures are slightly higher ahead of Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell's testimony to the Senate this morning. Dick's Sporting Goods is reporting weaker earnings for the holiday season than the year before, though better than Wall Street was expecting. Its sales rose in the quarter. Dick's is raising its dividend. Shares of Meta Platforms are higher after reports that Facebook's parent company is planning even more job cuts than previously announced. Toblerone, the Swiss chocolates, will no longer have the Matterhorn from the Swiss Alps on its packaging. Though the candies are still made in Switzerland, the company is adding another plant in Slovakia to keep up with demand. Swiss law says to use the country's images, production must all be in Switzerland. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosolda, invested in you.
A good work partner knows what you need before you need it. That's how it feels when you work with Cintas. Your dedicated Cintas service reps get to know your business and have the industry knowledge that can help you prepare for what's ahead. They'll deliver your team's workwear freshly laundered, make sure your first aid and safety supplies, mats, mops, and towels are stocked when you need them, and your fire extinguishers are inspected and in working order. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Hey, Randy Lawson here from the HGO Group, your Medicare specialist. We're a local family-owned and operated Medicare agency, and simply put, we take the stress out of your Medicare concerns. The HGO Group handles all things Medicare, which includes Medicare supplements, Advantage plans, and drug plans. Listen, we don't believe in a one-size-fits-all approach. We're looking to build a relationship. The HGO Group will walk you through the process and make sure you have the right plan for you. We will be there for you before, during, and most importantly, after you've enrolled. We're local, but make no mistake, we work with 27 different carriers in South Carolina, and we handle all our customer service. Best of all, we won't charge you a penny. We do the work, and we get compensated by the insurance company that best fits your needs. Let's build a relationship. Online, it's thehgogroup.com, or give me a call, Randy Lawson, 851-0219. I'll probably answer myself. That's 851-0219.
Fran Halloran here. Now listen closely to what I'm about to say. I'm a business owner, and many of you listening right now, you're business owners as well. The first rule in owning a business is this: don't waste money. I see business owners waste their marketing dollars all the time. Not me. I figured out a long time ago, 8 years ago to be exact, that spending my marketing dollars at the point was not only intentional, but extremely profitable as well. If you're a small business owner, you owe it to yourself to sit down with Kevin Cohen and ask him to create a custom marketing plan for your business. He's looking for folks just like you who believe in local, local, local to partner with him in 2023 and beyond. Trust me when I tell you, partnering with The Point works. You will see results and your marketing budget will no longer be wasted. Give Kev a call at 803-563-8558 and tell him the Money Coach sent you.
How does a car repair shop last in business for over 50 years like Suddeth Automotive? By providing affordable, reliable, and honest auto repair. But if you ask them, they'll tell you it's their loyal customers who come back time and time again to entrust them with their car repairs, well-trained technicians, service packages, and monthly specials. Isn't it time you become a customer? Call or come by at 1410 North Millwood Avenue or make an appointment at SuddethAuto.com.
One of the great things about living in South Carolina is we can do things outdoors almost year-round. Is it time for a new screened-in porch from All Southern Construction? They do all sorts of outdoor work, from repairs and renovations to remodels and construction. Need that new deck or the porch enclosed to keep the bugs out? They're a family-owned business. They're professional, insured, clean, and they stand by their work. Online, it's allsouthernconstruction.com, or please call them now at 206-4816. That's 206-4816. The pipes burst. You're getting the repairs done. Now it's time for your flooring. This is where the flooring department shines. We don't have a huge multi-million dollar showroom, but we all buy from the same manufacturers. So why pay more? We're locally owned and have 30 years experience in the flooring industry, and we stand by our work. Get tremendous customer service and great pricing with the flooring department. 951-3567 or online at theflooringdepartment.com. That's 951-3567 or 951-FLOR. The flooring department.
Owning your home is still the American dream.
It might not be today, but we want to help you get ready for the biggest financial purchase most of us will make.
Your Way Home every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. with Erica Hill West and John Hinks Jr.
That's Your Way Home with Erica and John. Tuesdays at 9 on 100.7 The Point.
Stalled motorists causing those slowdowns first traveling onto I-20 eastbound, mile marker 72 at that Farrell Road exit. Also due to a stalled motorist, your slow I-20 west, mile marker 68, closer to Monticello Road. Clearing accidents in Irmo on Columbiana Drive near Columbia Avenue. Peach Grove Road near Clemson Road clearing off of Earth Road. Javis Tax Service. Javis Tax Service moves your taxes through starting at their drive-through. No hidden fees, no money up front. Locally owned. JavisTax.com. I'm Sarah Parker on The Point.
Point A to Point B traffic. Four times an hour, mornings and afternoons on The Point.
Back to the Bark Fireside Studios.
It's mornings with Kev and Brian.
Good morning. Welcome back in on The Point. Thanks for spending some of your Tuesday morning with us. Don't forget Your Way Home coming up with Erica and John in just a little while. Right now, though, we're talking with Katie and Karen from over at Oakleaf Village and certainly enjoying our discussion, albeit about a difficult topic involving dementia, the do's and the don'ts. And there's a lot of do's and don'ts. And I know that I'll hear from a couple few listeners about this in a positive way.
I hope so.
Saying, hey, thanks for the reminders. You know, sometimes... Look, you got to understand, not you, I know you guys understand it better than anyone because you deal with it every day at Oakleaf, but people have to understand it's hard on everybody. There's no
absolutely.
There's no upside to seeing someone you love losing it. You know,
we were talking
hard.
About it Thursday at the support group. People who deal with folks that have dementia grieve twice. They grieve when they realize the person gets dementia, and you know this real well, Kev, and then they grieve when they pass away.
Sure.
And it's very difficult for people to understand that. But Katie had one that she wanted to talk about on this list of if I get dementia, I want my family to remember. And there was one on here that stood out to her, so I wanted her to talk about this.
Yeah, the one I like the most is explaining how redirecting them. It's not always, you know, Put that back. I know I've seen residents and buildings in the past with me being a marketer, you going out and there was always this one little resident that she would just pick up everything and she touched everything. She had to touch it all day long and move it around. Well, then come to find out, she was a stay-at-home mom. She was a housewife. And guess what we always want to do? Rearrange our entire house and move everything and put this chair in this corner and put it over here. So they were busybodies back then. So guess what? They're still busybodies now. So instead of fussing and saying, what are you doing? Put that back. Of course, you just kind of say, hey, well, let's try it over here. And you guide it with them and put it back in the corner the way it was supposed to be.
Right.
And it's really no right and wrong of where it should be anyway. By the time they get to that point,
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
You pick your battles just like you do with kids. And I'm not saying that adults are kids. I'm just saying that you pick your battles that you want to do, that you're trying to work with.
Right.
We've talked about before, but I find very important, and you can talk too on this, Katie, is don't feel guilty if you do find that you're no longer able to care for your loved one at home and you're looking for a community.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do what you got to do. We're not all caregivers, and we're not all set up to be able to be caregivers. Houses aren't designed properly. All kinds of things come into play. So you do the best that you can for somebody, and you get help when you need it, right?
Absolutely. And the other one that I like that was on here was, if I get dementia, please come visit me often. They still want to see a face.
Sure.
It might not be the face that they remember exactly.
Yeah.
But it lights up their day to have visitors. They still like their hugs. They still like those handshakes. they still like those things.
Again, we're trying to do two things here. Protect someone's dignity and humanity. Right. And again, I didn't get to this point with someone I love. I've never gotten to the point where they didn't recognize me or
right.
something like that.
Right.
So that's not happened to me. And so I'm not going to speak like I have an expertise on that. I've dealt with dementia, but I've never dealt with it getting to that point. But I will tell you, I can't imagine having someone you've known your entire life that has been basically unconditional in their love for you mm-hmm. not recognize you. I can't.
Right.
It's a very difficult thing to even conceive, but it happens. I know you see it every day
right.
in your world. What I'm driving at, though, is whatever joy you can bring someone you love, whether they're 12, 20,
that's right.
80, or 90, who cares? If it's someone that you love and you feel love for that person, do what you can to bring them joy. And even if they don't recognize you, but you know they still love to see people, then go see them.
Right.
If you know that they still love a milkshake, bring them
Take
a milkshake.
A milkshake, yes.
Yep. You know, whatever it is, do what you can to bring them joy while you still have them. Mm-hmm. Because I'll promise you this much, and I'm not speaking like I'm some sage man of wisdom.
Yeah, you are.
But I'll tell you this much. Whatever things about my mom that I didn't love having to do every you know, with the meds and distributing this and doing that, I'd give anything to have to do it right now.
Right, right.
Because I miss her.
You miss her terribly. And
absolutely.
It's really difficult.
Sure.
And just try to remember it's a disease and it's affecting them and it's not the person that you loved. It really isn't. And that's the thing. But it's hard. Like, you know, when you live 24 hours a day with a person with dementia, you get frustrated. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't want you to feel guilty either because of your frustration.
Yeah.
Because frustration is real and it's hard to say, yes, your mother is at church. Yes, your mother is at church. And you say that 1,500 times a day because they keep saying, where's my mom? Where's my mother?
Right.
And they can't remember, and you're having to repeat it. And it's very frustrating. We see that a lot, too.
Absolutely.
And so don't try not to feel the guilt. Try not to feel the anger. But these are just some of the little tips that will help you along the way. And it's just to remember that. Again, it's repetitive. We've talked about it before, but it's easy to forget these things. Mm-hmm. It
sure.
really is.
Of course it is. Again, you know, when you're talking about the do's and the don'ts, mm-hmm. I care more about the do's than I do the don'ts, because I think if you have the right attitude, you're going to understand the don'ts pretty quickly. But there are things you can do that maybe no one's educated you to do that can make it easier.
Right.
Again, first things first, when we're talking about the do's, I just want to do everything in my power to give someone dignity.
Right.
That you can't look at a person who has lived 75, 80 years and not want to provide them with that dignity.
Well,
because they've already had so much taken away from them.
Yeah, excuse me, but it's interesting because one of the first parts in our lease when you're talking about memory care is that we treat people with dignity and respect.
Good.
They
Absolutely.
Are due because they're adults and that's what you need. And so you do try to do that. Get yourself help, but also just remember all they want is love
sure.
and attention. And it's more about how they feel than about what happens, because they can feel happiness. They can feel the love. They don't need to be taught down to at all.
No, and there are things you can and cannot control.
Yeah.
You cannot control the fact that the disease has done what the disease has done.
Yep.
So why not try to make the best of a bad situation? And it's not anything but it's a bad situation.
Yes,
it is.
It is.
Dementia and Alzheimer's is not a pretty thing.
Nope.
And so try to make the best of it by bringing someone as much comfort and joy and love as you possibly can, which the more you see them smiling, the happier it's going to bring you.
Right. It's happiness all the way around.
Exactly. So if people want to learn more about your groups that you guys do, support
sure.
groups, and just in general have questions about it, how can they reach you guys?
803-808-3477 or oakleyvillagelexington.com. And in a couple of weeks, we're going to talk more about support groups, because I do think that's something you should do for yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not just about the people receiving the care. It's about the people also giving
yep.
the care and how much it can drain you. So for that, big thanks to our friends at Oakley Village for their partnership with us on the Positive Points on Aging. This is something where it is a complete community service. You don't hear us sitting here doing infomercials for assisted living or for Oakley Village. All we're doing is trying to provide you with good information And I really appreciate both Katie and Karen
Thank
coming.
You
Thank
much.
You, guys. So with that, I'll remind you, I'll see you this afternoon for the afternoon drive. Attorney General Alan Wilson will be joining us to talk about some of the interesting things going on in his world. We'll get to that. Meantime, Your Way Home coming up after the news. For Brian, for Katie, for Karen, I'm Kev. Thank you for listening at The Point.
Mornings with Kev.